Next week, the program returns to its regular format with a new permanent host, Sheila Rogers. Under the Volcano, Malcolm Lowry's great novel is considered by many to be his most difficult to read, but those who persevere tend to become dedicated. This Sunday, there will be a full-length reading of the book in Waterloo, Ontario. November 2nd is the traditional Day of the Dead in Mexico, the time and place where the novel is set. Bud Riley has more on the University of Waterloo event.
The 1947 literary classic is filled with obscure references and symbolism. The imagery is mostly derived from the Kabbalah, a system of Jewish mysticism, and because of that, professors of English literature find it very teachable. But students complain that it takes too much time and effort to read, because it's structured almost like a tone poem rather than your conventional novel. And that's why Tom York and the other organizers have arranged for Under the Volcano to be read aloud.
And how to get back across the tracks. Here was a train now coming in the wrong direction again. Clipperty one, the lines real, unreal, not there, walking on air, on rails that did not lead somewhere to unreal life, or perhaps Hamilton, Ontario.
The novel chronicles 12 hours of November the 2nd, 1938, in the tragic life of an ex-British consul, Geoffrey Firman. In a letter to his publisher, Lowry said he'd designed the novel to be read aloud in 12 hours. But evidently, the readathon organizers don't think that's enough time and plan a simultaneous reading of parts of the novel just in case noon to midnight isn't enough time.
Demon lover, life had no time to waste.
For the Arts Report, I'm Bud Riley in Waterloo.
The left-wing Enfant Terrible of Montreal Theatre hits the professional Toronto stage tomorrow.